All right, here we are. Any more weekend stuff? We want to close that segment. Any more weekend stuff going on that anybody forgot to tell us? Because it's time now for the Ask the CLO.
No, might as well just get to it. It takes some more while to get warmed up. Yo, because when you've been off work for a while, you don't just jump right in.
Yeah.
You talking to Jay.
He having coffee in the break room. Then he going to come in.
Oh, okay. All right. Here we go. This one's from Derwin. Derwin in Kansas City. Derwin says, my sister is 4 years younger than I am, so I've always been overprotective of her. She was engaged to a guy that I knew wasn't right for her, so I was relieved when he called off their wedding. It's been almost a year since they broke up, and she still wants to know why he left her. She wants me to talk to him. I have no desire to talk to him, because if he says something bad about my little sister, I'm going to have to deal with him. What should I do?
Why would you talk to him?
Because she asked him to.
So, he won't talk to her. What you got to do with it?
Right.
Just stay out of it, man. You got your wish you didn't think the dude was right for.
Yeah.
Or make up something.
Cause she wants closure.
I talked with him. He said he got a couple babes. Now he good. And two babies is on the way. And then just walk out the room.
The end.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Kill it.
Next. Who's next?
Because she desperately wants closure. Yeah, so.
It's closed. He gone.
It's done.
It's been a year.
All right. Anthony on iHeartRadio CLO says, several weeks ago, I met a teacher at my daughter's new school. We exchanged numbers and chatted a while with our masks on. I called her and asked her out, and we met up a few days later. She came into the restaurant, and she sat beside me and took off her mask.
Ah!
Exactly. Her breath was hot.
God.
And it smelled like sewage.
Ooh.
I got up and sat across from her, and I said I wanted to look in her eyes while we ate. I don't intend to ever go out with her again, but she works at my daughter's school. What do I tell her?
Don't nobody care. Well, when I got up and went over the table to look in your eyes, it was just so I could save my own eyes.
He can't say that.
Yeah, he can. Yeah,
he
can.
Said, what do I do? What do you...
Or, when you took off your mask, I thought our food had arrived. I had ordered salmon and Brussels sprouts, and when you took your mask off, I thought the food was there.
Aww.
You need
more than that. You need to air out. You can't wear your mask.
See, what you can't do,
if you got halitosis, you can't wear your mask because it traps it in and it recycles it. It puts it back into the system. You're breathing in the same air. Look, every now and then, even if you got air conditioning, you got to crack your window.
Yeah.
In a car. You're recycling the air. You know that little button on the dashboard in your car with the little arrows? Mm-hmm. That mean the air's going back around. That's what's happening in that mask.
Oh, okay.
She done got used to it. She's recycling the air. And when she opened it up, it's like freedom.
Wow. Ventilation.
What is he gonna do when he goes to school? What is he gonna do?
Hope she got that mask on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You need a Listerine IV.
Or next time you take out, just be standing there with a can of Febreze in your hand. As soon as she take that mask down and open her mouth, just shoot her dead in it.
All right. Moving on. Amazing in Peoria. I like that name. Amazing in Peoria. Illinois says, I'm 49 and my mother is 75, and she has a habit of popping up at my house at the worst times, and she brings people with her.
Wait,
when
how
she
old
comes
is who
over.
Now? What's your...
She's 49, and her mother is 75, okay? Then her mom pops up at the worst times and brings people with her when she comes. My husband and I can be watching a movie, and she'll come by with her boyfriend or one of her female friends, pour herself a drink, and sit there and talk to us like she's not interrupting a thing. My husband doesn't have a problem with it. He thinks it's cute, and he said I need to let my mom live her best life. Do I set boundaries with her or not?
No, she's 75. Come on.
Yeah.
You can come in and catch her naked one day, though.
She rolling up on you. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
She rolling up on you having drinks. you know.
I like your mom.
I mean, you know, like she one of your homies, though.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What up, girl? I was just in the neighborhood. It's good. She's still driving. She's 75, yeah. Just popping up.
And she got a boyfriend and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let her enjoy it. Like
yeah, I say, that's what I say. Let her live. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, here we go. Jay, you have a question
for the
CLO?
You know I got one. I got one. Mm-hmm. Here it is, Steve. You at the bowling alley.
You have all week
wife.
To get it ready, so I guess
you
did.
Let me hear it. Well, go don't ahead. Waste my time. You're all wasting right, my time. Let me get it in. Let me get it in. You at the bowling alley with your wife.
Uh-huh.
Bowling, having a good time.
Yeah.
On each side, you see two of your side pieces. One, do you continue bowling or do you leave the bowling alley?
I guess out that bowling alley. As a matter of fact, I act like I'm about to bowl, and when I pull my arm back, I let my bowling ball bust my wife dead in her head.
No.
You got to go now.
Yeah, we got to get out here and get to emergency care. I'm throwing this ball at some damn body. I'm dropping it on my foot. I'm doing something. There's no way. Both of them now? What?
Yeah, Steve, but Steve, you're having a good game. You're having a really good game.
All strikes. You
hey, dog, let me tell you something.
Up to the game.
I could be on the verge of a 300, which I've never had in my life. I've never been close.
Right.
When you get to 300 and you jump up celebrating and them two women come over there to help celebrate with you, partner, what's the highest game you've ever bowled?
300. It's 300. It's 300.
No, you've ever bowled.
Every time?
Me? Oh, I'm not a good. I just go for the fun.
I've hit a 200 before.
Yeah, I've hit like 199.
I bowled a 232 one time.
That's good.
I've never been close.
Damn, I love
all right.
I've never seen 200 after that. I don't know what happened to me that day, but it never happened again.
All right, coming up next, Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.